This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Man, so much to talk about. I honestly don't know where to start, so I'm just going to start. I'm going to dig in, and I want to start with a friend of mine. And I'm going to call this segment a note from Ivan. And Ivan writes to me from time to time. He's a brother. And he wrote me this note. He says, Kevin, 4 years ago, my sister-in-law, a former Democrat, had started to see the light and voted Republican because she had seen the racial division, the riots and looting, and did not want to see her country devolving. Another friend at church had been a Democrat his whole life because of unions, but did not like to see the looting and rioting dividing our country. I told my wife there were a lot of good-hearted Democrats who agreed with the two examples above. Now, fast forward to the riots, the looting, the burning, the takeover of cities, violence against police. The Democrats have again overplayed their hands. In spite of what the polls say, I believe there will be many Democrats who will vote against the destruction of their country and who will vote Trump into a second term. Now, I talked about this the other day. I said, people opt for safety. No question about it. By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. And he asked me to do an hour on the hypocrisy and irony of Democrat positions that have proven to be wrongheaded. And he gave me some examples, like the media calling out protesters, protesting for the right to go back to work for violating the shutdown orders, some not wearing masks, not social distancing, yet crickets when protesters loot, burn, and riot without social distancing, ignoring the rules of 10 or more. And he's right. I think that at one point they said 10 people in a gathering like a barbecue or something at your house and 100 people at a church where maybe you could seat 1,000 or something like that. And look, I don't want to rehash that. Ivan, I appreciate it. But I think that the comments that I wanted to bring up with Ivan was former Democrat, sister, former Democrat, cohort, whatever, sister-in-law, I think he said, was this former Democrat who voted. And then another friend from church, former Democrat, who's opting for safety. And I think that you're beginning to see that these are people that are getting it. And I want to give you these rays of hope because I want you to understand that it's easy to get overwhelmed when you're getting bombarded, what appears to be bombarded. You know, MSNBC says, look at all these people that are, you know, want social justice. CNN, look at all these people who want social justice. You go on ESPN, social justice. The NFL is doing this. NASCAR is doing this, blah, blah, blah. And you're going, man, it's all caving in on us, you know? No, it's not. No, it's not. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. The Democrats must make you feel hopeless that you've got no chance. And here's what I would ask you, in light of all of that, in light of everything that you hear, negative on top of negative, day in and day out, I'll ask you a very simple question. Are you going to vote in November of this year? That's number one. And number two, who are you going to vote for? Have they influenced you in any way to go in their direction? Now, you may be asking yourself, well, Kevin, you're talking about us. We're staunch conservatives, blah, blah, blah. What is the influence? What is happening to other people? I've already answered the question. The other people are afraid. If you're asking that question of yourself, I'm not telling you to always use yourself as a bellwether, but I will tell you, you're rational if you're asking yourself, what do we do with all this chaos? And the reason why I can tell you I know you're doing it is because of the number of people I've heard from. Good friends of mine who, you know, lifelong, you know, I don't want to say lifelong conservatives because I don't know, but they certainly lifelong pragmatists. I don't know how my friends have voted, but they call me going, Kev, what is the deal here? What's up? So everybody's got this angst. And you know what the angst is around? What happens if we don't get this, you know, racial thing fixed? Well, let me explain something to you. The racial thing is not going to get fixed. So let's use some numbers. 300 plus million people in America, and let's just say for the sake of discussion that 99% of them are going to, or they're not racist. So you still, let's use 300 million for easy math. So 1% are still going to be racist, right? So you got 3 million people who are still racist. It doesn't, if it was 30,000, what do you think Democrats are going to do? I'm talking about avowed racists. If 3 million, if 1% of this country is totally racist, what do you think Democrats would say? 99% not racist, 1%. What do you think they're going to focus on? The 99% that's not racist? Or the 1% that is? So it's 3 million people that are racist. We got to get rid of racism. Okay, great. So we're going to focus on racism. There's 3 million people who are racist. They check the box. So we reduce it and we get it down to 30,000. What do you think the Democrats are going to do? Do you think they're going to focus on the 270,000 that they converted? Or do you think that they're going to stay on the 30,000? You follow me? So it doesn't matter. Or 2.7 million, is that what I was saying? Whatever. 2.7 million to 300,000. 300,000 goes down percentage from 200, or goes down another percentage. 10%, you know, where there's only 10% left, so you got 30,000 racists left. What do you think they focus on? It doesn't matter. There's an old saying, there's an old principle that says, if you're trying to reach something, let's say you're an inch away from the finish line, and you can only get there by halves. So the next movement is half an inch, right? Then the next movement is a quarter inch. And the next movement is an eighth of an inch, and on, do you ever get there? Well, there's a principle that says, no, you never get there. Well, that's the point. You never get there with Democrats. If you're seeing anything at all, you're seeing you can never win. Even when you agree, when you say, look, it was a terrible thing that George Floyd got killed. Doesn't matter. They are not going to agree. So it's an unreasonable thing to think that you're going to get them to make a change. So why do you do it? Why are you even trying? Why are you reaching across the aisle? As I've said to the president and his staff and many other people, why are you not moving your agenda forward? What are you doing listening to these people? Ivan just told you, they're changing on their own. Democrats are moving away from this party. It isn't anecdotal. I bet you everybody listening to this program has somebody that they know has moved away. But unlike in the time of Romney, where Barack Obama's policies were so bad they were moving away, they're moving away because they have something to move to. There is an agenda that they can see. We'll be back to talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cause this a death.
Defund the police. I say defend the police. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Not all of them. They're not all good, but the majority of them are good. There's no even need to say not all of them are good. Not all mechanics are good. Not all doctors are good. Not all nurses are good. Not all accountants are good. Not all engineers are good. I could go on, right? Pretty easy to make that kind of a broad statement. Not all of them are good. The majority of them are, but not all of them are good. In policing, you know, there's all kinds of oversight. There's very little oversight in a lot of these other things that aren't good. If you let me tell you, I have a friend whose accountant wasn't very good, and you know what happened to them? They had to file bankruptcy. I have two friends that had to file bankruptcies because they had bad accountants. You think that the IRS cared? Yeah, they don't care. So they're not all good. We know that. But let me tell you, this defund the police is the biggest one of the biggest political backfires of the Democrats. And there's a long list right now. Bob Mueller, political backfire. Barack Obama even trying to get rid of Donald Trump. The coup attempt, big political backfire. Right? The impeachment attempt with Ukraine, huge political backfire. And I could go on. George Floyd, you think that's going to work? You think rioting and looting, big political backfire. going after Trump, continuing, asking for records, his wrong records, keeping him in court and from doing his job, big political backfire. The Chinese Wu flu pandemic, you think that's going to work? Big political backfire. But the biggest one right now, the next in line, has to do with defund the police. You've heard me talk about it ad nauseum, so I don't need to talk about it anymore. I can tell you that even some of these stupid leftists understand it. Trayvon Martin's mother says, I don't want community policing, I want police. Do you think the average black living in the hood, watching what goes on, doesn't want police and wants to let these gangbangers be the people that dole out justice? The shot callers in the land of Chaz? Really? I don't think so. Real-time host Bill Maher, again, another no-talent hack, but he is smart enough to know that defunding the police is not the way to go. And I love how people think that this is gaining traction among Democrats. And more people are calling to defund the police. Listen to what they say and tell me they really want to do it. We need to redirect the funds and all that. All they want is they want to get the police to slim down and do whatever. If they reduce the dollars in the police force by half, they just want the police to work double for the same amount of money. That's it. They just want the police to work double. And the money that they're redirecting is all hush money. It's all payback. It's all part of the race pimping that I write about in my book, racepimping.com. If you want to know what's going on, get that book, because I pimp you to the pimp, okay? It's one of my books that's still in print. You can get them. Racepimping.com. So Bill Maher opened his monologue saying that people aren't even sure what defund the police means. He says this, liberals want to take police money, police funds, and divert it to community services, which sounds like a very good thing, a good idea. But they're calling it defund the police, which sounds bad. That's so Democrats for you, he added. You know, they must have meetings to be this effing stupid about politics. Hey, guys, we're making some headway here. How can we turn this into something that makes people here have to vote for Trump? This has nothing to do with they're turning it into vote for Trump. Donald Trump, let me tell you. As much of a genius as the guy is, and he was a genius because he did something recently to Biden that makes him a genius. Funny comment. I'll get into it another time. Something that he made. But the guy doesn't have to be a genius to run against these guys. All Donald Trump has to do is monitor what these leftists are doing and report on it. That's it. The things that they do blatantly are amazing, amazingly bad for the country. And then the things that they quietly do to undo it is even worse. When they do their quiet legislation, usually on Fridays is when you get the quiet stuff. You can make a living just talking about the idiocy of this. Defund the police. Take it to its normal, to its natural level. Defund the police. Who has security? Let's say they got rid of the police, so we don't pay taxes for police. All that money goes back into the hands of regular folks, right? People, like it's like a school tax. So what do you think rich neighborhoods, the suburbs, are going to do? They're going to get a private policing agency. Some of them have it even on top of police today. They'll get private security to do their neighborhoods. They're going to be protected. You think you're coming over there? You're not coming over there. And those people are willing, that they are paid enough to say and have the liability insurance where they will pay, they will shoot people like crazy. So these are people that have, you know, gated communities. They got multiple camera angles and they got security dogs, etc. Then they got private, sometimes people that are in their homes that are private, and then they have neighborhood watches and all kinds of private security. Who do you think has nothing? Who do you think is going to be in charge of Blackville, or as Joe Biden likes to say, the black sections of my town? That shot caller. That's the dude that's in charge of that. So Bill, what's his name? Bill Maher goes on. It was a panel discussion, and he doubled down on his thing by saying defunding branding was a terrible way to put it, pointing out only a third of black Americans support the idea of defunding the police. Hey, Bill, you can put any kind of spin on this you want. You can make this, you know, put little roses and paint on there, put some little fried chicken bouquets or something in the little black girl's nappy hair, and I'm going to tell you something. Nobody's going to like it. Black folks know better than to defund the police. We call them seven times more than white folks, and we call them not to find out where the best donuts are. He goes on, he says, I worry the Democrats are wandering to another purity test that's not going to serve them well, and it's not going to be about how much you want to get rid of the police altogether. He said, he had praise for Democrats for their very good police reform bill. He mocked woke liberals who have been outraged over leftist leaders like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer wearing kente cloths in honor of Floyd. So, look, I don't care. I don't really care that much about what he thinks. I know we like to reference these crazy liberals in making our points, and I'm doing it today, obviously, but we don't need them. Bill Maher, he speaks for so many people in understanding the hypocrisy. I think that's part of the reason why I want you to understand it, that when you talk about being woke, many of these people are woke. And the reality of Democrats doing their stupid stuff is what makes them go, you know, God, will you people just knock it off? And this is what Bill Maher is saying. You're making me look bad. Same thing we say of a Romney, but I don't take credit for Romney. Romney's not one of us. He's not making us look bad. He's making himself look bad. He's making himself look silly. Wearing a mask at a BLM thing. Proudly going out there to march with these folks. To defund the police. What an idiot. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is going into the details regarding a new executive order on police reforms.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The president, hosting an event at the Rose Garden, also says he feels sorry for the victims of police violence and their families.
To all of the hurting families, I want you to know that all Americans mourn by your side. Your loved ones will not have died in vain.
Retail sales increased 18% in May, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The news comes as states begin to slowly and safely reopen their economy. Now, economists had predicted sales would rise by 7.4%. Investors on Wall Street happy to hear the news as the Dow has been up over 800 points at times during trading on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. The Senate is in session, but many are wondering when the House will be. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has kept her chamber on, in his words, the longest-running spring break in history. He said this morning on the Senate floor that the Democratic-led House should be back in session as the country faces a once-in-a-century pandemic.
Over in the Democratic-led House of Representatives, the lights are off. The doors are locked. There's nobody home.
Deaths from COVID-19 could reach 200,000 in the United States by October. That's according to a new model that has been very influential in policymaking. The model, maintained by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, now is projecting just over 200,000 deaths by October 1st. Currently, there are just over 2.1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This happened last week, the story I'm about to talk about, but it goes into... It got lost in the news cycle, but it shouldn't have. It was a big deal. And maybe we alluded to it. I can't remember because, you know, it's tough not to talk about it because it was such a huge thing, and it goes in line with Biden's dementia, the things that I've talked about, the things that Biden has done that makes you go, what? And before I get into this new story, which isn't really that new, but it did happen last week, let me just remind you that Joe Biden did an interview with Charlemagne the God, and as he says to him, Charlemagne the God says to Joe Biden, how you doing? He says, I'm doing fine. Essentially, I'm shortcutting it here. Joe Biden says, how about you? And Charlemagne the God says, I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. And Joe Biden dismisses Charlemagne the God saying, I'm okay. I'm doing fine, man. Life is good. And he says, no, it ain't. It's not that good for black people. Now, I'm going to stop there. I don't even need to give you the rest of it. The point is made. When you're black and you speak to a white leftist and they say to you, how you doing? And you say, man, life is good for me. They don't accept that. That is not acceptable. You must say, life sucks, and then you die. Because that's essentially what Biden said to this man. I don't care what you said, black man. I'm going to tell you how to feel. That was actually the most racist part of Biden's interview that most people overlooked. And if you don't believe me, go listen to it yourself. Oh, I know, he said, you ain't black unless you vote for me. Really? That was controversial? That is pretty much that was the currency of Democrats, because Biden wasn't lying. You ain't black unless you vote for me, because I get your vote. I don't have to do anything for your vote, silly Negro. But what he said that was far more racist was, don't try to tell yourself how to feel. I will tell you how to feel. I'm your abuser. You will listen to me. And you know what Charlemagne the God did? Yeah, you right, Mr. Vice President. You right. Yeah. And then he moved on. He didn't even fight him. So that's the hidden racism of leftism. And it's not even hidden. It's overt. You just have to be able to look at it. If I came up to you and I said, hey, Susan, how are you? And you said, oh, Kevin, man, things are going great. I wouldn't go, hey, white woman, things can't be going that great. I mean, come on now. Things ain't that great, Susan. You white people, y'all are, ooh, Lord. Look, with all the heck you guys are catching right now, when I go up to my white friends and I ask them how they're doing, and they say, Kev, man, I was talking to one of my friends from high school, Robert. We called each other the other day, and I said, hey, Robert, blah, 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 blah. How you doing, man? He's like, oh, Kevin, man, things going good. I was like, well, good. I didn't go, well, Robert, man, y'all are catching heck. You white folks, man, woo, I don't know, man. You ought to be calling the suicide hotline. You know, I didn't try to get him on a plantation. I just said, okay, excellent, dude. One of my friends owns a big company out in Illinois. His wife has brain cancer. And I'm always on my heart. He's always in my prayers. And I sent him a note. I said, hey, man, just thinking about you. Hadn't heard from you in a while. How things going? He called me back. He says, Kev. Well, he sent me a note. He says, Kev, Cheryl has had her best 10 days since we've had this new procedure. Had her best 10 days. Hasn't had any seizures and all that. I was like, man, that is awesome. I didn't go, dude, listen, that's only temporary, and, you know, you better get back on the white people plantation. And, oh, by the way, white people are catching hell. I didn't say any of that. I was just happy for him. Because that's the deal. But no, Joe Biden didn't do that. He had to change him. He also said, he says, Donald Trump is going to steal the election. That's what Biden says now. I'm going to help you guys here. What's rule 101 for Democrats? They tell you what they're going to do by accusing you of what you're doing. He says Trump is going to steal the election, which is Biden admitting. They are plotting to steal the election. Captain Demento doesn't know how to keep the secret. They're going to steal the election. The problem is they aren't going to be successful. He's damaged goods, folks. And Democrats know this, but they still want that crazy man to have his finger on the nuclear trigger. They would happily give Joe Biden access to the football, is what they call it, the nuclear football. They would happily give a demented man, a deranged man, a man suffering from some form of brain dementia, all the secrets that a president has to know. They would happily do that. And then send him out into the world to go meet with other world leaders. How pathetic is that? Over the past few years, Biden has demonstrated he is a couple of beers short of a six-pack. His many guffaws, folks, and not small ones. Pick any one of Biden's comments, and it would ruin the career of a Republican, including Donald Trump. Can you imagine Donald Trump saying, you ain't black unless you vote for me? Can you imagine that? Or saying, you people are talking about the black sections of his town are calling some black dude articulate and clean? Can you? Any of it. Trump is a warrior, but he couldn't forego the gauntlet of that, nor should he. Because if he said something that's stupid, I wouldn't want him to be president either. You know why Donald Trump never makes a guffaw when it comes to black folks? Because he's not racist. But Joe Biden is. They chose Mr. Magoo, the racist moron, to be their candidate. But when you have the bench, and by the way, the ideas of Democrats, a man with dementia is the obvious choice. If you were to sit down and put down the policies of Democrats and say, now, what sane person should we put into office? You'd have to look at each other and go, nobody sane would want to do this. Let's find somebody demented. And you'd pick Joe Biden. And that's what they did. But Joe Biden really stepped in it. It didn't get the news cycle, not like it should have. He says, but even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's did. You guys heard this, I'm sure. It got wrapped up in all of the other stuff, the hoopla. Apply that comment to Donald Trump. Let Donald Trump say, man, this George Floyd thing was much bigger than Martin Luther King, and you would have every black leftist pastor in the country going, I can't believe he said that right there. That's just crazy. See, that goes to show you the kind of racism that exists within Donald Trump. To compare the iconic Reverend Martin Luther King to George Floyd. George Floyd would become the biggest pariah in an instant if Donald Trump had made that statement. People would be talking about George Floyd, the thug, the man who tried to pass a counterfeit bill, being compared to the great and iconic Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. How dare Donald Trump do so? Compare a civil rights icon to a low-level thug, the man who wrote, I Have a Dream. Compared to the man who uttered, I can't breathe after resisting arrest. Can you imagine Sharpton giving that talk in front of black people? The NAACP's award shows talking about Donald Trump dare compare The Reverend who marched throughout the South fighting for men to judge people not by the color of their skin, but by the content of a character, versus the man who tried to pass a bogus $20 bill at a bodega. That would be Al Sharpton. I can't believe Donald Trump would try this here. He gets better, though. Because Biden offered insight to this idiotic claim. He credited the prevalence of cell phones as part of the logic in his declaration. You see, today, cell phones allow people all around the world to document police interactions like that in the case of Floyd, whose May 25th death, of course, sparked all these protests and violence. So Biden said this. He says, you know, what happened to George Floyd? Now, you got how many people around the country? Millions of cell phones. It's changed the way everyone is looking at this. Look at the millions of people marching around the world. The world. See, he still believes that this George Floyd thing is bigger than Martin Luther King. Let me explain, Biden and anybody listening that thinks that, oh, Kevin, he's got a point. Millions of people did this. Let me tell you, without the media, Martin Luther King was able to get the small amount of media. I'm not talking cell phones. And he's transformed the world and the way people think about black people. Judge people not by what? Oh, that thing there, that, you know, the color of their, I'll pull a Biden on you, but here's the deal. You know what I'm about to say. Judge people not by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. Is George Floyd going to be remembered for anything like that? Is he going to be remembered for, I have a dream today? That one day, I'm about to get all Martin Luther King on you. Are you kidding me? It is insane to believe this. And what? Because of sheer numbers? Let me tell you something, folks. In a year, people aren't even going to remember George Floyd. Michael Brown Jr. is already a distant memory. If you think they're going to build shrines for these people that survived the test of time, you are delusional. George Floyd's death is not transcendental. It is not something that people are going to be, oh my God, yeah, they're marching all over the world because there are leftists all over the world pretending that they believe this BS narrative. But in reality, they know it is a lie. Trust me, we're winning this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This story happened a while back, but it brings up so many interesting points. I've got to share this with you, and it has to do with the N-word. Boy, that is a volatile word for you white folks. We black people use it indiscriminately. We can say it anytime we want. I rather enjoy the idiocy of many people listening to my program right now talking about freedom of speech that can't say the word. Now, don't misunderstand me. If you're the person that goes, Kevin, I find the word despicable, I would never say it. I respect that. I get it. I say it all the time. I say it off air talking about the black leftists. I don't call them black leftists when I'm off air. I call them silly Negroes, and I use the actual word, the N-word, which I laugh at anyway, because to call something the N-word is effectively saying the word, right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, where we discuss these very difficult topics, and lexicon is a difficult topic. Lexicon or free speech? Yeah, free speech, right? Say something critical of George Floyd. Do you notice how people would not even talk about his record early on? George Floyd was a choir boy. The first articles I read about George Floyd, I was like, dude, this guy, why? Who called the cops on this poster child for angelic research? You know, it's like, who is this dude? He's better than Kavanaugh, who I hold in very high esteem. Oh, my gosh. And then I did a little research on my own. I found out George Floyd is a first-class criminal. He's that dude that I grew up saying, that dude, you know, and I would use the N-word, that N-word going to be in prison or dead by the time he's 25. That would have been my comment about George Floyd. He was a hooligan. And I did it. Go back and listen to the podcast, KevinJacksonShow.com. I did a whole thing on, there's hardly a black person alive that hasn't made this comment. Yeah, man, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he was going to be in jail or in prison. And some of us have said it about ourselves. I have an uncle who would have no problem telling you, he's like, man, shoot, there was a point in my life where I was headed either for jail or prison. So I went to the military. But there was a point in my life I was headed for jail or for prison. And luckily, I got in a wreck. Or I had my kid. Or whatever. Something changed their trajectory. But they could have easily been killed. And would have known why. Don't get it twisted. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. Because what I want to talk about is just the lexicon. And what you can and cannot say. What you can allude to. Like, there was a point where you couldn't say anything negative about Obama unless you were ready to fight. Which I said negative stuff about Obama all the time. Because I'm always ready to fight. Yeah, if you want an opponent, I'm there for you. You're not going to stop me from saying what I want to say. I've been in front of hostile black crowds. And I'm like, I don't give a crap what you Negroes think. I use the colorful language of it. And I said, I don't give a crap about this black dude, this half black, half white dude that I don't like. I don't like his policies. And what's funny is neither do you. And worse than that, you don't even like him. How many people do you think like the dude that thinks he's cool? If you are cool, we recognize it. Let me tell you something. I've seen cool. I know cool executed to perfection where you don't, the person is not trying to be cool. He just is. You've seen it in men and you've seen it in women. Barack Obama was fake but cool, and I cleaned it up for you. He's fake cool. Oh, yeah, right there. You've seen it, and you recognize it, and you know why? Partly, you were like, I don't like this guy's policy, but you know what else I don't like? I don't like fake cool, because fake cool is what gets people in trouble. My cousin Burl Jr., I tell the story about him. He got killed, and nobody missed a beat. We didn't even care. He was fake cool. When I was a kid, I thought he was cool. It was like, wow, Burl Jr., man, he is so cool. That's my cousin right there, man. He is the coolest. Till I figured out who this clown was. As I got older, this is why. Let me just go on and say it. Burl Jr. was Barack Obama in our family. He was that dude. You thought he was cool, then you grew up and went, he wasn't cool at all. He's nothing but a thug, a little old criminal. Nothing to be admired. But I admired him at the time. But see, I outgrew the Obama cool by the time I was 12, 13 years old. I outgrew it. Okay, 16. I certainly outgrown it by then. I knew, that ain't cool. I knew cool. I got to see guys that were so confident in themselves. And they'd be little chitter-chatter. Oh, man, he think he's something. And the guy would just, whatever. See, I'll tell you this. Trump is cool. I want you to imagine the marriage of Trump with Reagan's oratory skills and his ability to brush things off. That would be the coolest mofo on the planet ever designed by God. That would be a cool dude. And if I do say so myself, I'm pretty cool. Yeah, because I ain't going to try to fake you out. If I don't like you, I don't like you. I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself. I'm not going to be rude about it. But if you can't redeem yourself in terms of my, I'm not worried about it. I don't, man, I get more criticism, stuff that I promise you would break most people down. I'm like, man, I don't care. Ask my staff. Kevin, so-and-so wrote this about you. I'm like, I don't care. Let him write. Let him feel that way. There's a guy who I've helped a lot. He's a black dude, conservative, radio broadcaster. Helped this dude a lot. Jealous to his core. He might as well be a leftist because he has many behaviors of it. You know, crab mentality, pull you back into the basket kind of mentality. I've done nothing but help this dude. He will not say a positive word about me. I've heard many people have come to me, and you know what I tell them? I tell them, I feel sorry for him. Because he has nothing to complain about, yet he's finding stuff to complain about. You know what it tells me? It tells me he's got lots of insecurities. Because he recognizes my cool. And he knows it's genuine. My cool is genuine. Because I don't have to care. Anyway, I'm talking about the N-word. And I know I'm off track. That's okay. My producers are like, you don't tell me when I'm off track. I'm on track. I'm tracking with my stories. Oh, man, the lexicon. What we can and cannot say and who's doing, who dictates it, and are you strong enough? Are you, dare I say, cool enough to say, screw you? Because that's what it amounts to. Your ability to go, I don't care. That's why I tell people, when you're self-employed and you know how to generate your money and you know you're at the top of the food chain, you don't care. You know, it's like me, Kevin. You Fox News is it? Fox News. If I never get back, and I probably won't ever get back on Fox News. I did it, been there, done that. There's many other things that happen, and by the way, they're not the end all be all. God has a plan for me. I don't care. And it isn't that I'm smug about it. Kevin, you lost a lot of money and notoriety. Okay, fine. What? Do I need more notoriety? What is it that you need from me? You need me to really miss being on TV? I don't. Because you know what? When you believe in yourself, you don't have to worry about that stuff. That is part of the definition of being cool. Fox gets letters about me all the time. The reason why I know is because people write to me and they tell me, I sent a letter to Fox. I sent a letter to Fox. And I just tell them, thank you. I appreciate it. That's not what I want to talk about. It's partly is, but. So there's a story. Kimberly and Beck. Kimberly Ray and Barry Beck. 95.1 out of Rochester. They were fired. They were having the discussion of looting that was taking place in Rochester. They said the iHeart president, Upstate New York, Upstate New York, he issued the following statement. We made the decision to terminate Kimberly and Beck yesterday. As soon as we learned of their comments and informed them early this morning, we will not tolerate this kind of behavior, which is antithetical to the core values and beliefs and to our commitment and to our community and everyone in it. They didn't use the N-word, folks, but here's what they said. Kimberly Ray said this. Okay, let me ask you a question. Were they acting N-wordish? And were they acting N-wordly? And the incident blew up. And this is what prompted me to have this discussion of, she followed the rules, right? This is why I keep telling you, if you think you're going to win in these battles, you're out of your mind. She followed the rules. She said N-word. Were they acting N-wordish? Let me tell you something. My grandmother used that word all the time as it was spoken, not putting N-word in there. She says, were they acting N-wordly? The answer is probably yes. I get it. Look, I understand people's outrage over it. I do. And I think she maybe should have even caught it herself. But how do you win when you can't even use the substitute? I'll leave you to think about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.